This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Administration officials reportedly are preparing plans to hold terrorism suspects indefinitely without trial or without even having charges filed against them. These open-ended detentions potentially would apply to hundreds of people now in U.S. military or CIA custody in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, and elsewhere. Civil liberties groups and some lawmakers have expressed alarm over their proposal. Dana Priest first reported this story for The Washington Post, and she joins us now to explain. Dana, what is the administration specifically considering, and why now?
Well, the why now is it's been enough time for them to, as one person told me, take a deep breath, stop running on this subject, stop capturing people, and have a moment to think about the long-term problem which they face. And in their view, that is that they have hundreds of suspected terrorists who they do not want to go let free for fear that they will take up arms against the United States again, but who they don't have enough evidence to bring them to court, nor would they really want to bring them to court because the evidence would be aired publicly. And the question is, what do you do with these people? And there are several ideas under review, under consideration.
Among those ideas?
Well, one idea that was rejected immediately out of hand was to build a prison somewhere in an isolated area that would forever remain secret. That was an idea floated at the CIA and rejected by the CIA as improbable. Another idea that has come up, sponsored by the State Department, is why not move the large blocks of nationals from Saudi Arabia or Yemen or Afghanistan into newly built prisons in those countries, built by U.S. taxpayer money, but built to house those people in their own country with some kind of prior arrangement about the way that those countries would treat them. In other words, the U.S. would pay for the construction of the prison. They would get an agreement with the government of Afghanistan or Yemen or Saudi Arabia, that's harder to imagine, that they would respect, you know, human rights and treat them in a certain kind of way, but they would never let them out and they would never let them go to trial. The other proposal is, on the Defense Department's part, they've asked to build a new $25 million facility at Guantanamo that would be more akin to a medium security prison in the United States, where you'd have more freedom, have more creature comforts, have some kind of rehabilitation component to it. I don't know exactly what that would be, job training, but also, you know, other psychological rehabilitation. But this is the next step.
Well, now that these proposals have come to light, what's been the reaction?
The human rights community is, and a lot of the legal community that's been involved in the issues of torture and detentions and military tribunals surrounding Guantanamo, has been very critical of the notion that you would actually imprison somebody for decades or their life without any sort of process that we would recognize as a process. And there have been also some reaction on Capitol Hill. I quote in the story Jane Harman, who's the vice chairman of the Intelligence Committee in the House, saying, perhaps it's time to at least have a more public discussion of the detentions, not necessarily to reveal who we have detained or under what conditions or where, but to have a public debate over whether we should undertake this very unusual process of detaining people without any sort of process.
Dana Priest, thanks for talking to us.
My pleasure.
Dana Priest of The Washington Post.